Good morning and welcome, my friends. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg's feeling a little under the weather. Doug's in here. We got you covered, though. It is 7:07, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Democrat National Convention kicks off today in Chicago, goes through Thursday. Yep, there's going to be plenty of people outside creating, trying to get attention, I guess. They're described as pro-Palestinian, sometimes anti-Israel, other times. But, they will be there. What's President Trump going to be up to during this time, former President Trump? I'll tell you in just a second. But first, I'm going to go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Deborah, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, I listened to the radio over the weekend. They were talking about that Trump scheduled 3 debates, and that Cabell only accepted one. And then they were about to thinking, well, maybe we'll still have the other debates, even if she doesn't want to show up. And I got to thinking, picture this. There's the stage. There's Trump. And then they introduced Camilla, and they introduced her on a monitor. Well, when they're asking the questions are already live because she already responded to these questions, whether it be a month ago, a week ago, or a year ago, or maybe several years ago. That would be an interesting debate.
Oh, like answers that takes on policy that has changed recently. Yeah, there could be that. But the there is a debate. One is scheduled so far. I don't know if that is going to change, but Tuesday, September 10th, I believe David Muir from ABC News is going to be the moderator for that one. That's 9 p.m., too. Thanks. When you got to get up early. Really, on a Tuesday night? Oh, well. Former President Trump and his allies, here's what they're up to. They're going to fan out across battleground states this week. And this, yes, is to counter Vice President Harris and the Democrats. They gather for a convention in Chicago because, yeah, they're going to get plenty of attention because whether you like the Dems or not, it's a big event. Trump will visit 4 swing states this week, holding events intended to focus on 3 key issues. 3 key issues that have been central to the election. Immigration, the economy, and crime. They also are amongst the very top things that the average voter is concerned about as well. And when polling is done, you trust Biden, trust Trump better on immigration? Yep. The economy? Yep. Crime? Yep. But overall, in some of those same polls, he's behind at least a couple of points. Supposedly, to Kamala. The former president will deliver remarks on the economy on Monday in York, Pennsylvania. Tuesday in Michigan for an event on crime, and travel to on Wednesday to North Carolina for an event on national security. He's going to spend Thursday in Arizona speaking about immigration and visiting the border at Montezuma Pass. He'll deliver remarks with a backdrop of unfinished sections of the border wall that he's championed during his first term. This is what I believe he needs to do, really focus on those issues that he has delivered on in the past, and that the American people are certainly concerned about now. I don't think you can underestimate the border issue. You know, the Democrats, here's their latest thing. Border crossings are way down. Well, yeah, so you got word to everybody to go, hey, chill for the election. They haven't made any other changes. There just happens to be less people crossing. It's not because they've taken decisive action. Because they haven't. They're not even willing to try to make it look like they're doing something. Because then it's in a catch-22. If they look like they're doing something, you'd say, well, why didn't you do that 3.5 years ago? But if they don't do anything and the border crossings are down, you could say, well, see, we've taken actions that have reduced the border crossing. See how they turn that into, somehow twist that into a win? So I think that Trump needs to focus on that. And the economy is a huge one. Inflation is a huge one. But also, the world seemed to be in a lot less turmoil, too, than it does right now. And he'll also focus on that. And he should. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines at Buckshot. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bob, I was just listening August 15th and night of Coast to Coast AM. There was a guy on there by the name of Kenneth Gronbach, and he was the demography studies across the United States, and it was quite fascinating, specifically with the election. He said in 2020, there was every 8 seconds a 18-year-old coming into age to vote at that time, and then it came to a total of 20,000 or 20 million that were able to vote then. And now, and right now, the statistics are between 8 and 9%, one every 8 to 9 seconds coming into that age now, and it's going to be 40 million. And of course, as a young person, you normally vote as a liberal, and as you get older, you normally vote and think like a conservative. And so it's not a shoe-in what we're dealing with. We need to, you know, get out there and get out the word and try to get in these young people.
Great point, looking at demographics. Yeah. Yeah. And, I mean, we know from fairly recent history what a lot of the schools and stuff are producing and putting out. And that doesn't bode well necessarily for conservative values. But I think in these cases, I think some of the social type agendas with the gender stuff, I think there's just, you know, a lot of folks that say, hey, I'm not going to mistreat someone because they're different than me, but why are you pushing it and promoting it like you're trying to sell it, like a brand? You're selling it. And you make other people feel like if they don't participate in this whole gender thing, that somehow, oh, we're bad or we don't care. So I think you're going to see at least some of that. And then I think that economics is real. And then that many kids are going to have to, I mean, do you ever want to have a house? Are you ever going to be able to pay off your college loans? I mean, there's some things that they have to consider moving forward. And I think that the left might be not liberal like it used to be. Yeah. You know, if you're not, you know, if you're not 20 and a liberal, you don't have a heart. But if you're not conservative by 40, you don't have a brain. It's kind of how it's gone. But remember, liberalism doesn't really exist anymore left of center. They don't want to have a debate. They're not open-minded. It's their way or the highway. If anything, the conservatives have become more open-minded. And so I wonder how that'll be reflected in that demographic. I think that's a great question. And then also, how successful are the Dems going to be in being able to push the illegal alien vote? I know it's illegal, but if you're an illegal alien, is that illegal? Or two illegals make illegal? Two left turns. It's like making a right. No, 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 no. All right. Time for What's Bugging You. Call in, air it out, get it off your chest. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. Call in. 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You is next on 97.3 The Sky. That's right. Time to call it in. Air it out. Get it off your chest. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Thank you for tuning in. It is time for What's Bugging You. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. 877-975-9825. Call in now, please, and let's go to, hey, Mark, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob, Doug, and Greg. We wish Greg a speedy recovery for feeling unwell. What's bugging me is that the Democrats are too chicken to hold their Democratic National Convention in Chicago outdoors over a weekend so that they can fully enjoy and experience the climate that their leadership has created. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, and I don't think he's talking about temperature. You mean the sound of gunfire all night long in Chicago, especially over the weekends? Yeah. Hey, Bill, what's bugging you?
What's bugging me? A brand new car wash opened up in the Villages, and my wife goes there to try it out. And guess what? They got the old-style rail system, and she's got big, high-performance tires and low profile. And she had to back out of there because that thing would have chewed up her expensive AMG rims, and that's what's bugging me.
Wow, it's bugging me that you have an AMG. Because I'm jealous. It really wouldn't fit in there. You'd think they'd be able to accommodate that stuff. That's crazy. Let's go to Nostradamus. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. I'll tell you, what's bugging me is, notice how the Democrats, invariably, every time, just before an election, they change their narrative, they change their platform around. Didn't Biden, just before they kicked him out, didn't he talk about starting to build the wall again? And then look how they shut down the border. They didn't shut it down, but they somehow got the NGOs and the UN and everybody to stem the flow just before the election, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And see how they do this stuff. And then Kamala steals Trump's idea about not taxing tips and everything. And they spin it all around just before the election. And it's a big joke. And I'm going to ask you a question, Bob. Do you remember when there was a company, right, when all the people were coming into this country, this company said they were going to fire 40,000 people and replace them with foreign workers? Do you remember that?
I don't know, 40,000. Was it like...
Something like that.
Yeah.
Some major amount of people. But the, you know, replacement theory, remember that?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what they want to do. They're just holding off until she gets in office, and then they're going to open it back up again, and it's going to be worse than it was before.
Oh, I totally agree. I said as much... earlier, that I said, look, if they took action on the border, just to even make it look like they were doing something, they might make that too obvious, because then people would say, the natural question would be, well, why didn't you do something about it 3.5 years ago? But if they don't do anything, and the numbers just go down, then they could say, see, what we've done, which is nothing, has been effective. And then they use some crazy kind of arithmetic that says, yeah, the border crossings now are down below what they were, you know, under Trump or some, that, which is like a fabrication and it's such a twist of numbers. But well, they're not, wouldn't be the first time they're afraid to fabricate, you know, some of the information. But yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm with you. That's exactly what they're doing. They're going, they'll change as much as they can. To get as many votes as they can. And yeah, we're on to them, but you know, what's good Zach going to do? Good morning, Tony. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning. Friday afternoon, per the Marion County Sheriff's Department, there was a drive-by shooting here in the Shores, or as I like to call it, just another day in the Shores. This took place at the Caliber Car Wash. And, Bob, this is where I go to get groceries, because you got an Aldi's there. There's a Wendy's, nice little place. But this was a drive-by shooting. There was no injuries. So I just want to give everybody a heads up. Always be aware of your surroundings and always pay attention to what's going on, because you never know when tragedy is going to strike. I'm so thankful nobody was shot, and I really wish the county commissioners would address the gang problems that we have out here in the Shores and stop sweeping it under the rug until somebody gets shot and killed. Thanks, Bob.
All right. You're welcome. Yeah, that's I've always tried to tell the kids, you know, head on a swivel, pay attention. And that was before everybody had a phone, let alone a smartphone and all that. But people are, man, they're just put half to sleep. You know, they're mesmerized by their phone. And I could miss a message and look at this TikTok video. And they just get enthralled by it. It's like, yeah, you have this other activity you might want to pay attention to. It's called driving. Yeah. You can just tell people are really disconnected. We see it's most obvious driving, but they're disconnected everywhere now. Well, they're connected to their phone and disconnected to what's going on around them. Yeah, if you're aware of your surroundings and what's happening, you can avoid a lot of things, and not just a car wreck. Like you said, you get a drive-by going on. You see things unfolding before your eyes. You can take some sort of decisive action. You can't do that if you're half asleep, meaning, you know, half of your brain is in the, you know, in the pretend world of the internet. Yeah. All right. Let's see. What's bugging me? I guess this kind of nasty crud that was going around bugging me. I know it's bugging Greg because he's home in bed, and I knew he was a few days behind me. So, yeah, I know he's probably not feeling it, but it seems like everybody's got a little something going on. And I just hope everybody feels better and Just remember Dr. John, what he always told us, you know, get some zinc in there, you know, vitamin C in there, and make sure you drink lots of fluid, stay hydrated. It's like any other kind of a flu thing, you know? And I think if you can, get a little extra sleep. That always helps a little bit, too. Oh, and sunshine. And I'm totally serious. You've got to get yourself sunshine. Really, you should try to get some every day. We've been, you know, they're over the top now about the whole, you know, exposing yourself to sun. You're going to get skin cancer. Yeah, there's always a chance of that. But if you only get a few minutes a day, it shouldn't hurt you and only be good for you. All right. It is 7:27. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Coming up at 8:05, we're going to talk to Nanette Holt from Epoch Times. You're listening to News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It is 7:34. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. Well, the answer is always yes. Never miss a minute of the Bob Rose Show on demand 24/7. Subscribe to the Bob Rose Show podcast on Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. Coming up at 8:05, Nanette Holt will be with us from Epoch Times. So stay tuned for that. Big news, the top news. The Democrat National Convention kicks off in Chicago today. Is it going to be a mess or under control? Well, it's going to be a mess outside, more than likely, but I'm sure they've taken steps to try to control that, because in Chicago, there's hardly any, well, you get the idea. They'll make their efforts, but yeah, there's going to be some distractions, shall we say. And also, House Oversight, Ways and Means Judiciary Committees released a 291-page report basically saying, yeah, Biden abuses office. That whole idea of, you know, the family business and having influence and paying for influence and all that, according to this report, it looks pretty obvious. But again, it's a report. We'll see where that goes. It's interesting that it gets released right when the DNC convention. This is not going to impact Kamala, I don't think. But it will get sort of, you know, buried under in the news cycle a little bit. So I guess they're doing, you know, I don't know. The timing, I'm not that happy with the timing. But, you know, I'll dig into it and I'll let you know. I've got some of what it says. And yeah, I mean, some of the things that we thought were true are. And they're able to connect the dots further. Enough to take any real action? Or what action would you take? This is not a criminal type court proceeding. It would be to, you know, basically impeach him. Really? He's leaving. He's leaving January 20th one way or another. Or not. He's going to stay. You can't make me leave. Oh, no. I'm sorry. Trump's the guy supposed to do that. I've got it mixed up for a second. All right. So even though I'm not anywhere near as big a sports fan as I used to be, and I was never fanatical per se, I mean, I love me some football, college and the pros, and some, you know, baseball here and there. But I don't know if it's too busy or what the deal is. And a lot of it, when they get involved in the political stuff, kind of turned me off, too. I think a lot of people can relate to that. Interesting story. Earlier this month, ESPN analyst Dan Orlovsky, I don't know how to describe the guy, white guy, always short cropped hair, so his ears look maybe a little bit bigger than there. Does that narrow it down? Anyway, he posted Protect Our Daughters to his ex account. After that, Iman Khalif, who failed a genetic test and is said to have XY chromosomes, beat yet another woman in the 2024 Olympics. That's when he posted this. But then he quickly deleted it. In a conversation with Barrett Media, Orlovsky said that his social media accounts represent, quote unquote, his employer. When you're an employee of a big company, your social media page doesn't just get to be your social media page. That's a fantasy. So you have to represent yourself and the company that you work for in the proper way. Sure. However, Orlovsky's colleagues have posted far more egregious comments to their accounts, and those were allowed. Why would ESPN be sensitive to him posting something? Let's see. He's a sports analyst. Boxing? Maybe a bit barbaric, but certainly still considered a sport, right? So wait, he's commenting on sports. And it's very relevant because it's the Olympics. And it's also relevant because it is really controversial having a biological male compete with women. And he's not even allowed to have an opinion on it. He's not allowed to use his social media page. Wow. That is, again, if they had really strict rules at ESPN and they said, look, you can't post anything. I mean, if you couldn't, if he goes, oh, USA's winning a lot of gold medals, go rah, rah, that's great. But are people going to get excited by that and go, oh, man, I got to see what he's saying every day? No. No, he's got to say, he's got to put his opinion out there, right? I mean, if you're an analyst, he's an ESPN analyst. Doesn't say ESPN, you know, sports reader. I think most of the people that work there are involved in athletics and have a pretty good understanding of the teams, the competitions, and stuff that they report on. Why wouldn't he be allowed to comment on something like that? Because it doesn't go along with ESPN, their parent company, or whatever. They think it's okay that biological males fight against women in a boxing match. But you're the bad one if you speak out against it. Somebody has to help me understand how that works. And where, again, we have to ask, where are the women that work so hard to have their own rights, to be treated same as a male? Where are they at? Saying, hey, we worked hard to get our own athletics, and now you're letting biological men come over and compete with us? This is one of those things that doesn't make any sense. And you know, who's promoting all that? They all come from the political left. Are folks aware of that? Are they paying attention to that? That's where it comes from, the political left. They're the ones that are pushing the whole gender fluid, this and that. And then if you say something against it, you're the bad guy, or you're phobic, or you're some other kind of bad name. No. I raised two daughters. I can't see where it would have been fair to have biological males compete against them. I mean, helped a son, you know, a little bit of Little League baseball and stuff. Would I want my son to play against the girls? No, I wouldn't. So, again, you can't even have a dialogue about the issue. You can't bring up biology. You can't bring up physics. That a man's punch is about 168% as powerful as a woman's. That a man's skull tends to be thicker than a woman's. Why do we have to, why are we arguing things over again that we've already agreed on? And so since when is the XY chromosome thing not the sign of a male now? I mean, really, when your agenda dismisses accepted, you know, biology. Good morning and welcome. It is 7:34, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. Well, the answer is always yes. Never miss a minute of the Bob Rose Show on demand 24/7. Subscribe to the Bob Rose Show podcast on Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. Coming up at 8:05, Danette Holt will be with us from Epic Times. So stay tuned for that. Big news, the top news. The Democrat National Convention kicks off in Chicago today. Is it going to be a mess or under control? Well, it's going to be a mess outside, more than likely, but I'm sure they've taken steps to try to control that, because in Chicago, there's hardly any... Well, you get the idea. They'll make their efforts, but yeah, there's going to be some distractions, shall we say. And also, House Oversight, Ways and Means Judiciary Committees released a 291-page report basically saying, yeah, Biden abuses office. That whole idea of, you know, the family business and having influence and paying for influence and all that, according to this report, it looks pretty obvious. But again, it's a report. We'll see where that goes. It's interesting that it gets released right when the DNC convention. This is not going to impact Kamala, I don't think. But it will get sort of, you know, buried under in the news cycle a little bit. So I guess they're doing, you know, I don't know. The timing, I'm not that happy with the timing. But, you know, I'll dig into it and I'll let you know. I've got some of what it says. And yeah, I mean, some of the things that we thought were true are. And they're able to connect the dots further. Enough to take any real action? Or what action would you take? This is not a criminal type court proceeding. It would be to, you know, basically impeach him. Really? He's leaving. He's leaving January 20th one way or another. Or not. He's going to stay. You can't make me leave. Oh, no. I'm sorry. Trump's the guy supposed to do that. I've got it mixed up for a second. All right. So even though I'm not anywhere near as big a sports fan as I used to be, and I was never fanatical per se. I mean, I love me some football, college and the pros, and some, you know, baseball here and there. But I don't know if it's too busy or what the deal is. And a lot of it, when they get involved in the political stuff, kind of turned me off too. I think a lot of people can relate to that. Interesting story. Earlier this month, ESPN analyst Dan Orlovsky, I don't know how to describe the guy, white guy, always short cropped hair, so his ears look maybe a little bit bigger than there. Does that narrow it down? Anyway, he posted Protect Our Daughters to his ex account after that Iman Khalif, who failed a genetic test and is said to have XY chromosomes, beat yet another woman in the 2024 Olympics. That's when he posted this. But then he quickly deleted it. In a conversation with Barrett Media, Orlovsky said that his social media accounts represent, quote unquote, his employer. When you're an employee of a big company, your social media page doesn't just get to be your social media page. That's a fantasy. So you have to represent yourself and the company that you work for in the proper way. Sure. However, Orlovsky's colleagues have posted far more egregious comments to their accounts, and those were allowed. Why would ESPN be sensitive to him posting something? Let's see. He's a sports analyst. Boxing? Maybe a bit barbaric, but certainly still considered a sport, right? So wait, he's commenting on sports. And it's very relevant because it's the Olympics. And it's also relevant because it is really controversial having a biological male compete with women. And he's not even allowed to have an opinion on it. He's not allowed to use his social media page. Wow. That is, again, if they had really strict rules at ESPN and they said, look, you can't post anything. I mean, if you couldn't if he goes, oh, USA's winning a lot of gold medals, go rah rah, that's great. But are people going to get excited by that and go, oh man, I got to see what he's saying every day? No, he's got to say, he's got to put his opinion out there, right? I mean, if you're an analyst, he's an ESPN analyst. Doesn't say ESPN, you know, sports reader. I think most of the people that work there are involved in athletics and have a pretty good understanding of the teams, the competitions, and stuff that they report on. Why wouldn't he be allowed to comment on something like that? Because it doesn't go along with ESPN, their parent company, or whatever. They think it's okay that biological males fight against women in a boxing match. But you're the bad one if you speak out against it. Somebody has to help me understand how that works. And where, again, we have to ask, where are the women that work so hard to have their own rights, to be treated same as a male? Where are they at saying, hey, we worked hard to get our own athletics, and now you're letting biological men come over and compete with us? This is one of those things that doesn't make any sense. And you know, who's promoting all that? They all come from the political left. Are folks aware of that? Are they paying attention to that? That's where it comes from, the political left. They're the ones that are pushing the whole gender fluid, this and that. And then if you say something against it, you're the bad guy, or you're phobic, or you're some other kind of bad name. No. I raised two daughters. I can't see where it would have been fair to have biological males compete against them. I mean, helped a son, you know, a little bit of Little League baseball and stuff. Would I want my son to play against the girls? No, I wouldn't. So, again, you can't even have a dialogue about the issue. You can't bring up biology. You can't bring up physics. That a man's punch is about 168% as powerful as a woman's. That a man's skull tends to be thicker than a woman's. Why do we have to, why are we arguing things over again that we've already agreed on? And so since when is the XY chromosome thing not the sign of a male now? I mean, really, when your agenda dismisses accepted, you know, biology for infinity, what agenda couldn't they push through? Really, what couldn't they say? Well, that's okay, and if you don't agree that it's okay, you're bad. You're bad. Whatever happened to the old, you know, err on the side of caution? You don't have people to get hurt, do you? The Italian boxer that fought this guy, what did she last, 46 seconds? She'd been boxing since she was a kid. She had 13 years experience. She sparred with men as part of her practice. She never had been hit that hard ever in her career. That was real. She quit. And that's wrong. And this guy, Dan Orlovsky, he posts "Protect our daughters" to his ex account and quickly removes it. I mean, I don't blame him for removing it, because if you're in fear of losing your job, sad, but you know, most of us need to eat and feed our families. And they know that, and they hold that over us. 7:43 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is home sick. Say a little prayer for him. Doug Clifford is doing a great job taking over for him. Hey, Alzheimer's. Got some updated information on that. Let me share that with you next. Right here on 97.3 The Sky. Yeah! Pump it up. Jump it up. Right? It is 7:48 on the Bob Rose Show. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate it. It's Monday. We're going to make it great. That's how we roll. We've got a lot going on as the Democrat National Convention kicks off today in Chicago. And a huge report that just came out, 291 pages, from the House Oversight, Ways and Means, and Judiciary Committees. That is, it's not looking good for Joe Biden. Did he abuse his office? Did he take money as a way to, you know, allow to be influenced, etc.? It sure looks that way, according to this report, or at least the excerpts and some of the pieces that I have seen. So that, and I wonder how much of that will get, you know, buried kind of in the news cycle today, because it's all going to be about the convention. And of course, there's going to be disruption outside, I would imagine, because there was disruption when Kamala was speaking. I think it was Long Island, and there are a bunch of folks there. You better believe there's going to be a lot of people in Chicago, a lot of these anti-Israel type protests. Hey, how about something a little more upbeat? And then I'm going to give you information about dementia. But you may have seen former President Trump's 17-year-old granddaughter, Kai. And apparently she's pretty good at golf. And she did speak recently on behalf of her dad. But she has announced her commitment to play golf at the University of Miami. Congratulations. The daughter of Don Jr. and Vanessa said that she was beyond excited. I'd like to thank my mom, my dad, for always supporting me through the journey. I'd also like to thank my great team for getting me to this point. She is 17 and well aware that she's gotten a chance to play at a once-in-a-lifetime golf courses through her young career. Well, yeah, she got to practice on some of the best courses, didn't she? And she thanked her grandfather for that. Like, thank my grandpa for giving me access to great courses and tremendous support. Thank my entire family, etc. So good. See, you need a nice little upbeat story. Doesn't have to be political. I mean, she should have came to the University of Florida, but nah. Maybe she wants to remain just a little closer to home. Just far enough from home, but just close enough to home. It's possible. All right. So there's that going on. Oh, the dementia thing. Yeah, let me share this with you. Before I forget. That wasn't funny, was it? Before I forget, let me give you some dementia stuff. Seriously? They're saying that, and this is not all going to be new to everybody, but untreated vision loss and high levels of LDL, you know, the bad cholesterol, they're beginning to see some sort of link up between that and developing the common dementia type. All right, so you got that. University College London led the study, and it was published in The Lancet last week. They were also presented at the Alzheimer's Association International Conference because they helped to fund it as well. Untreated vision loss, and high levels of LDL cholesterol have been linked. Linked is not, you know, it's not causation necessarily. Maybe a correlation, but certainly something you could take a look. Hey, if you've got some ongoing vision problems and you haven't had them treated, does that put you in a different category? Yeah, I mean, that's what they're trying to do here. This is a tough one. It really is a tough one, and they're trying to say, what's causing it? What can we do? So here's the 12. Hearing loss, lower education, smoking, hypertension, obesity, physical inactivity, depression, diabetes, excessive alcohol consumption, air pollution, traumatic brain injury, and social isolation. Now you've got the two additional risk factors they're adding to the list, vision loss and high cholesterol. And when they look at these things, there's some things that you can control and some you can't. I mean, there's air pollution. That's a little bit tougher to deal with in your community. But can you control the things like exercise? Yep. Lower education? Sure. might have to even self-educate, but whatever, to stimulate that part of your brain. Smoking, okay, you can deal with that if you choose to. Obesity, physical inactivity, depression, diabetes. I mean, you look at Americans today, I have to say, that's frightening if you look at, you know, these links. I would say that some of the things I'm talking about here probably represent over the age of 50, probably more than half of that population, right? Hearing loss, lower education, smoking, hypertension, obesity, physical inactivity, depression, diabetes, excessive alcohol consumption, air pollution, social isolation. Wow. I mean, I guess it helps to explain maybe why it seems a lot more prevalent than it was decades ago. And of course, we didn't know a lot about it. And you thought, well, you know, if you live long enough, yeah, you start to slip a little bit. This though, it seems to me like it's, I don't know, much more prevalent. But if you look at these other risk factors, those are much more prevalent now, too. So, you know, information, control the things that you can. And then the FDA just recently approved a new treatment option as well. And I know there's other things in the pipeline. So I think if you can do the things you can do to try to stave off what may be coming, it might buy you some time to where an additional kind of fix or remedy or buying you more time is available. It's something to think about because it's going to impact you or someone you know over the course of your life, more likely than not, for sure. Now, are you ready? Are you ready for the holidays? You don't want to think about that yet, do you? And it's hard to when it's like 95 degrees to go, yeah, let's talk about Thanksgiving. Let's talk about that big bird. But people are talking about it. Kind of an interesting story, and I'll get to it later in the program. It has to do with hosting Thanksgiving, and a woman wants to get off of that responsibility, at least temporarily. And I'll tell you about the outcry against her. Also, we've got a special guest. Nanette Holt is going to be with us from Epic Times. That's coming up next, right here on 97.3 The Sky. Yeah! Pump it up. Jump it up. Right? It is 7:48 on the Bob Rose Show. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate it. It's Monday. We're going to make it great. That's how we roll. We've got a lot going on as the Democrat National Convention kicks off today in Chicago. And a huge report that just came out, 291 pages, from the House Oversight, Ways and Means and Judiciary Committees. That is, it's not looking good for Joe Biden. Did he abuse his office? Did he take money as a way to, you know, allow to be influenced, et cetera? It sure looks that way, according to this report, or at least the excerpts and some of the pieces that I have seen. So that, and I wonder how much of that will get, you know, buried kind of in the news cycle today, because it's all going to be about the convention. And, of course, there's going to be disruption outside, I would imagine, because there was disruption when Kamala was speaking. I think it was Long Island, and there are a bunch of folks there. You better believe there's going to be a lot of people in Chicago, a lot of these anti-Israel type protests. Hey, how about something a little more upbeat? And then I'm going to give you information about dementia. But you may have seen former President Trump's 17-year-old granddaughter, Kai. And apparently she's pretty good at golf. And she did speak recently on behalf of her dad. But she has announced her commitment to play golf at the University of Miami. Congratulations. The daughter of Don Jr. and Vanessa said that she was beyond excited. I'd like to thank my mom, my dad, for always supporting me through the journey. I'd also like to thank my great team for getting me to this point. She is 17 and well aware that she's gotten a chance to play at a once-in-a-lifetime golf courses through her young career. Well, yeah, she got to practice on some of the best courses, didn't she? And she thanked her grandfather for that. Like, thank my grandpa for giving me access to great courses and tremendous support. Thank my entire family, etc. So good. See, you need a nice little upbeat story. Doesn't have to be political. I mean, she should have came to the University of Florida, but nah. Maybe she wants to remain just a little closer to home. Just far enough from home, but just close enough to home. It's possible. All right. So there's that going on. Oh, the dementia thing. Yeah, let me share this with you. Before I forget. That wasn't funny, was it? Before I forget, let me give you some dementia stuff. Seriously? They're saying that, and this is not all going to be new to everybody, but untreated vision loss and high levels of LDL, you know, the bad cholesterol, they're beginning to see some sort of link up between that and developing the common dementia type. All right, so you got that. University College London led the study, and it was published in The Lancet last week. They were also presented at the Alzheimer's Association International Conference because they helped to fund it as well. Untreated vision loss, and high levels of LDL cholesterol have been linked. Linked is not, you know, it's not causation necessarily. Maybe a correlation, but certainly something you could take a look. Hey, if you've got some ongoing vision problems and you haven't had them treated, does that put you in a different category? Yeah, I mean, that's what they're trying to do here. This is a tough one. It really is a tough one, and they're trying to say, what's causing it? What can we do? So here's the 12. Hearing loss, lower education, smoking, hypertension, obesity, physical inactivity, depression, diabetes, excessive alcohol consumption, air pollution, traumatic brain injury, and social isolation. Now you've got the two additional risk factors they're adding to the list, vision loss and high cholesterol. And when they look at these things, there's some things that you can control and some you can't. I mean, there's air pollution. That's a little bit tougher to deal with in your community. But can you control the things like exercise? Yep. Lower education? Sure. You might have to even self-educate, but whatever, to stimulate that part of your brain. Smoking? Okay, you can deal with that if you choose to. Obesity? Physical inactivity, depression, diabetes. I mean, you look at Americans today, I'd have to say that's frightening if you look at, you know, these links. I would say that some of the things I'm talking about here probably represent over the age of 50, probably more than half of that population, right? Hearing loss. Lower education, smoking, hypertension, obesity, physical inactivity, depression, diabetes, excessive alcohol consumption, air pollution, social isolation. Wow. I mean, I guess it helps to explain maybe why it seems a lot more prevalent than it was decades ago. And of course, we didn't know a lot about it. And you thought, well, you know, if you live long enough, yeah, you start to slip a little bit. This though it seems to me like it's, I don't know, much more prevalent. But if you look at these other risk factors, those are much more prevalent now too. So, you know, information, control the things that you can. And then the FDA just recently approved a new treatment option as well. And I know there's other things in the pipeline. So I think if you can do the things you can do, to try to stave off what may be coming, it might buy you some time to where an additional kind of fix or remedy or buying you more time is available. It's something to think about because it's going to impact you or someone you know over the course of your life, more likely than not, for sure. Now, are you ready? Are you ready for the holidays? You don't want to think about that yet, do you? And it's hard to when it's like 95 degrees to go, yeah, let's talk about Thanksgiving. Let's talk about that big bird. But people are talking about it. Kind of an interesting story, and I'll get to it later in the program. It has to do with hosting Thanksgiving, and a woman wants to get off of that responsibility, at least temporarily. And I'll tell you about the outcry against her. Also, we've got a special guest. Nanette Holt is going to be with us from Epic Times. That's coming up next, right here on 97.3 The Sky.